18 minutes after 4 o'clock here in our Fast Lane. Well, at every hour, it's a Fast Lane for us here on Downtown as we take you up till 6 o'clock. Bruce Pratt, Sports Lit 101. Coming up next half hour, Celtics insider John Corrales in the 5 o'clock. And right now, time to talk softball, our weekly visit with the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Lynn Coots. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And my goodness, this is more like it with the weather out here.
It was a beautiful day today. We actually went out on Mahaney Diamond in the outfield and took some infield, did some first and third, some bunt defense. So it was a good day for us.
Yeah, how much fun was that just to be outside in the elements and the lack of elements?
You know, it's great. One of our kids from Connecticut said, "Wow, Coach, can you believe how warm it is? I know back home when it's 35, we don't even go outside, and it's like 40, and it's unbelievable." I'm like, yes, it is. We appreciate the weather.
Absolutely. Well, especially after last weekend, you were hoping to open up play and got weathered out down at UMBC, but things are looking better for this weekend.
Yeah, they look good for this weekend. We're waiting to hear back from Quinnipiac. We're heading to down to Connecticut. We may play at Yale. So we're trying to find an alternate field right now. But another week out, we're looking to get Keswick Field ready for a home opener. And again, our grounds crew is phenomenal, so we're hoping that it's ready.
Now, is it the same situation? Steve Trimper was telling us a couple of days ago that everybody who has a turf field around New England is being put on call to make their fields available. Is it the same situation for softball, that anybody who has turf as opposed to grass is going to be called up?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately in softball, we don't have a ton of fields that have the turf. I know Hartford's outfield is, but that's the downside. And I'm hoping that in the future we can turn some softball fields into turf, and that way, you know, you can play in all the elements.
So how's your team feeling? You've had a little extra time here to get ready. How's everybody doing as far as looking forward to opening things up in the northern part of the schedule?
We are ready to get back on the field. It's almost, you go to Florida and you get ready and you come back. And we know we have to deal with the weather, but, you know, this past weekend down in Maryland, when their field, it snowed there and then it was frozen and it wasn't ready. So it has affected so many people. I'm ready to push the season back a little bit myself.
Now, Lynn, when you have to go back inside, when you've got to, after being in the South, come back and work in the bubble, which part of your game is the toughest to work on back in that indoor situation?
It's definitely the hitting. Pitchers are still throwing. You know, our infield, our defense is good. It's just the hitters being able to see the ball. Light is such a big part of hitting. And as you know, when you play at night under the light, the ball looks faster. In the dark, it's the same thing. So we just know that the hitting part, we keep working on our drills, keep doing the things we need to do. But I'd say that's the toughest thing, is going back inside and hitting.
But now, between you and Mike, you've got a little experience there when it comes to learning how to adjust to inside practices.
Oh, well, that's all we know. You know, and people say, how do you do it in Maine? I said, that's what we know. So, you know, I don't look at it as being frustrating. I just know that this is what we have to do. We've both been here as players, as coaches, and now coaching together. So we don't really talk about it much. We just have our practice plan and we move forward.
Well, I really feel like weather-wise we've turned the corner, too. It just feels different out there. It smells different out there today. So hopefully we're moving forward quickly.
I hope so, and I know people are a little happier today, so I think that plays a little role in people's personalities, too.
Absolutely. Now, let me check the schedule. Is it two games on Sunday this weekend?
Yeah, we're looking to play two games with Quinnipiac and then, you know, come back home and open up with Albany, so that's the plan right now.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we hope the weather cooperates. Good luck this weekend, Lynn, and we will visit with you again next Wednesday.
Thank you. Always appreciate talking with you, Rich.
That's Lynn Coots, head coach of Maine Black Bear Softball here on Downtown. We're 22 minutes after 4 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon. Rich Kimball, Brian Stackpole here, Bruce Pratt coming up, Sports Lit 101 in just a little bit. We'll